Welcome to Cholangio Heroes, a video podcast produced by the Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation. I'm Jennifer Weaver. I'm the Director of Communications for the Foundation and will serve as the host for this episode that I'm extremely excited to share with you because we have a special guest, Julie Cunningham, who is not only just a wonderful coworker, but has an amazing background that I'm hoping that she can share a little bit more as our major gift officer for the foundation. So Julie, welcome.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. I'm celebrating almost a full year at the foundation right now, so I'm very excited. I've spent many years in fundraising and kind of have been one of those that have done it all. Started out in a United Way and just been through higher ed and nonprofits, so I've kind of done it all. There's not much I haven't seen or done at this point in terms of fundraising. So excited to be here and really help people achieve their philanthropic goals for the Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation.
Oh, right on. You know, you have a role that can be delicate in nature, especially when it comes to planned giving. So we're going to tread on that topic, even though it's a little bit delicate and maybe be sensitive, but I think it is one that is really important for not only our community to know, but also those who are watching us on Frontliners TV, just what planned giving is. So tell me a little bit more about planned giving and why it's important for the foundation.
Well, planned giving is really, it's important for everyone. Almost 70% of the population does not have a will, which means you really don't have control over what your wishes are. In my role, the one thing I want to do is make sure your wishes are always honored, philanthropically or anything else. So it's a delicate topic, but it's one that's why we have, you know, Make a Will Month. That's why there are some national initiatives on that, because 70% of America doesn't have anything like it, doesn't have one in place. And it allows you to take control and, you know, make sure your loved ones, your family, your friends, your pets, your organizations that are near and dear to you are all taken care of in a way that you want it. So it's something that you can just do the way you want it done. And I'm all for just taking control of things. So that's why we're doing this. There's two options when you look at us. There's one where you can go make your will right now. If you want to get started on that, you can go ahead, or you can learn more about it. You know, estate planning is not really as arduous as people think it is, but there are guides, there are calculators that can help you figure it out. Everyone's circumstances are different. So there are many resources that can help you figure out what it is you'd like. And one of the misconceptions is, you know, I don't have an estate in France, so, you know, I don't need to make a will. Most people don't have an estate in France.
Yeah. And
so, you know, it's really, really critical that you just do things the way you want and take that control. So that's kind of why CCF wants to discuss it. You know, it's a free service to everybody. I actually had someone reach out to me and say, you know, I sent this to my friend too, just because, you know, they needed to make a will, and it's, you know, and that's fine. I think everyone should, you know, have their wishes down on paper so people know.
Yeah, absolutely. So what would be the first step for someone? What would be the first step they would take?
Well, for them, you would go to our planned giving website. And on that landing page, when you hit planned giving, you'll go and it'll discuss. First of all, it gives you a couple of stories. You know, we have some people who have shared their stories about why Cholangio, but it'll ask you where you are in the process, basically. So if you're ready to go and you have been thinking about this and are ready to just get it down on paper, there's a button that says start now. Otherwise, the first step is go and read some literature on making wills. There's an estate planning guide that you can download that can then walk you through all of those processes. So, and if you get to where you know what you want, then you can go back onto the site and hit I'm ready and click here to start and make your will. So there's calculators. It just depends. You have to look at your assets. So for someone who's new to it, I would say go to the estate planning guide mm-hmm. and let them walk you through it step by step.
Now, is that the most popular as far as planned giving goes? Is your make a will, or is there other popular type of planned giving?
Well, you would want to make a will or a living trust. Mm. There's two ways to go about that. A living trust is very popular in the state of California because mm-hmm. probate takes an inordinate amount of time. Yeah. And some people like having a living trust because it's private. So yeah, there's no probate. You just give, you know, it's done. The problem with a living trust is if you have a lot of property or if you're still going to acquire stuff, you have to purchase it in the name of the trust. So you have to do some upfront work first to make sure you create the trust and then transfer everything into the trust and then continue to monitor that. And like anything else, like an executor for a will, you would name a trustee and they would take care of everything. Many people who have a living trust also do a pour over will. So as they continue to acquire stuff, then in a pour over will, they say anything else goes to my trustee and then it's distributed the way the living trust would have mandated it. And a will pretty much is what the standard is. Mm-hmm. That you just go in and you name who you want to get what assets. And then there's a process after somebody passes and you have an executor who takes care of all of that. And it's your wishes are honored. Both of those can be done. The living trust, if you use our software, that is automatic for California. They're working on the other states for that. But you can make a will. The most popular kind of planned gift is a bequest, which says, I'm going to leave something for you in my will. And that's a bequest. So that's the most popular. That's what most people use. There are many complex gifts that you can do. And the more assets you have, the more you would go through and look at those complex gifts. That's not something, if you were to reach out to me, I would help you go through that. If you have a lot of complex mm-hmm. planning to do, you need to get an estate planner for that. So, and anything you print out, you can take to your estate planner as well. Whatever you create or your estate planning guide, it's all set so you can take that to someone. You don't need to, but if you have a lot of complex wishes, and mm-hmm. some people do, you would want to get some professional advice on that.
So what if you don't? Say I don't have a big estate and I don't have a lot of money. Is this something that I should still consider doing?
You really should, because, you know, I had a person tell me, you know, that they did this, they used the software and they used this approach because they really didn't want to burden their loved ones with a lot of choices about what to do. It was all spelled out. It made life very easy. And when it's all spelled out, then you can take the time to, you know, to honor your loved one in other ways versus wondering what they want or stressing over it. Or if you've got a lot of siblings or depending on the family members, it can become more of an issue than it needs to be because they're going to spend time dealing with that when it might not even end up being what you wanted. So everyone should really have a will, and it's your way of making sure everything's done. And then people don't have to try to think of what you want.
Right. Well, I think you touched on it even with that response in that circumstances can change. So can you change, you know, at any time your will or planned giving?
You can. It's most people there. It's a revocable bequest. And you can always go change your will. They'll put in there what they call codicils, and that's the change of your will. But yes, and if you can change who you want to give something to, if you wanted to leave something to cholangiocarcinoma foundation, and then all of a sudden you decided you didn't, or you wanted to up it, you can go in and do that at any time. That's usually revocable is what that's called. Now, every once in a while, someone will do some things that are irrevocable. So if you have some property that has meant something to somebody that you know forever and you're never going to change your mind on that, that would be irrevocable. Most people go the revocable route, though, because they want to be able to make changes.
Right. And then, you know, if I've designated the foundation, do I need to let the foundation know, look, I am made a will and I'm doing a bequest to the foundation, or does that even matter?
Well, you don't have to let anyone know. Mm. You know, it's your business. They're your wishes. You don't have to. We would like it if you did, so we can honor you for that. I mean, it gives us the opportunity to thank you for what you're doing. I mean, many people are so generous, and if we don't know, we can't thank them. And I always feel bad if I miss that opportunity to thank them. Mm-hmm. We are looking to start. We do have some people who have made this decision, and we're going to launch a Tree of Hope Society. So we are going to have some special things for people who are doing this, and we do want to know so we can honor you and list you and, you know, contact you. That's just, you know, I would feel bad if I found out, if there was nothing, all of a sudden I found out and I had no way to really say, sheesh, thank you. You know, I like saying thank you.
I'm thrilled that we're doing the Tree of Society too, because it's a lasting legacy. That person is always going to be honored and remembered. And so I love that part, but you'd mentioned the living trust and the will. What are the differences?
Well, the living trust, really, the only difference in how that really works is when you have to transfer all of your assets into the trust. And then as you acquire assets, they have to be purchased through the trust. The good news is that, you know, there's no probate. The downside is that everything you do has to be done through the trust. It's still yours, but it has to be done through the trust. In a will, you're going to go through probate, but you don't have to make quite so much. You don't have to purchase things in the name of the trust or be quite so vigilant on what you do.
So if I want more information, where can I get these resources that you've talked about? I know you mentioned going to our website, but is there resources beyond just the click on planned giving from our website?
Well, there are. I mean, if anyone Googles planned giving, you're going to get a multitude of things. We partnered with Free Will and Crescendo because they're two really solid partners. And this is what they do. You know, they create these documents. They have experts in the field all the time doing these things. So you can go anywhere to get it, but if you wanted to create a will and you didn't want to spend a lot of money, because also sometimes people think you have to spend a lot of money, you really don't. You can go do this right on our site using Free Will, our partner Free Will, and it's legal and binding and you don't have to spend a lot of money. So, when I say resources, there's lots of other resources on there that will tell you the different kinds of gifts too. If you want to do a charitable remainder trust, if you just want to do life insurance. Some of the other ones that we already have, some people want to give to us through their IRA or stocks. We also have those on our website. That's just another vehicle for you to make that decision. But we do have a lot of those on our website that are specific to that. But the Free will help you with your language and everything else.
So it's great that we have all these resources, and you've mentioned other ways that people can get information, but does the foundation itself have a planned giving program?
Well, this is where we're launching the Tree of Hope Society. So yes, it will be just for the foundation, and the members will be those that have decided that, you know, with their philanthropic goals is, you know, they want to make a gift to the foundation, you know, the basically the most important gift that you can give to the foundation. And, you know, with any luck, someday we'll go out of business and there'll be a cure and, you know, we'll all have been a part of that. But, you know, that's a far reaching goal. But a lot of people want to honor those organizations near and dear to their heart because, you know, others are going to have the same kind of issue down the line. So it's just making it better. And you know, for the foundation, it's for finding a cure.
Well, you know, I would love to hear a story. Do you have a story that you can share of somebody that has worked with you in planned giving with the foundation?
She has had done this before, so she hasn't really worked with me, but you'll see on our website, there's Lori Ann Taylor. She's a wonderful young woman. And if you read her story, when I first heard it, I can't help but cry through some of this. The poor people that contact me some days are probably like, my goodness, Jules. And then I tell them, call me. If you need someone to talk to, just call me.
Yeah.
Her stepfather passed. So it was her and her mother. Mm-hmm. And so for a long time, it was her and her mother. And she was in law school and her mother got diagnosed. And she took the year off when she could have taken the bar earlier. She took some time off and spent it with her mom. And she said it was the best investment she has ever made. Mm-hmm. And the reason she is making a planned gift to the foundation is in honor of her mother. And it's really just to honor her mother. Now she's works in Atlanta in a firm and went back and got mm-hmm. her past the bar and everything. And so she's young. You know, so it's not like it's a hard topic sometimes, but it's not like we're saying do this now. And we hope it, you know, I hope it's a long time before we ever receive any. Let us know you did it so we can honor you. And then we don't ever have to collect. I hope
right.
It's just so she's going to be a long time. And she's a savvy young woman who said, you know, I want to do this and I want to do this for my mother. And there's another woman on there, the story you'll read, Marcia Goldstein. She's a patient. And it was very funny when we first started talking. She's like, you know, it might not be as much as I want. And I said, you know, real, who cares about that? You know, but she's a patient and she's a very heavily volunteers for us. So mm-hmm. she's very engaged with us. And she's just a remarkable woman who said, you know, I just want to make sure that, you know, I honor the foundation in my wishes. And, you know, it was two very different individuals in different circumstances and in different, you know, age groups mm-hmm. in different parts of the country. And it's just interesting to hear that, you know, that's what they want to do. Most people do this to honor a loved one. And most people do it because they want us to find a cure. That's kind of in right. for all stories, it's going to come to that. It's going to, you know, boil down when it all gets down to it. They just want to find a cure so others, you know, don't have to go through the same thing. I've heard that from many patients that, you know, that's what we want to do. We want to make sure no one else has to go through this. And you can almost not talk about it without wanting to cry because they're just telling you stuff that's so personal. And, you know, I'm so honored to be a part of their story and just a part of helping them achieve their goals.
Well, and it's really important because knowledge is power, even though that knowledge may be a little bit delicate, like we mentioned in doing planned giving. But like you said, it's personal. And all these resources are made available so people can make a personal, a very personal decision that basically has longstanding results, you know, because you are working, your contribution works to find a cure.
And again, and one of the things is, even if you know you want to tell us that you've made a gift, you'd never have to tell us the amount. I mean, that's not mm-hmm. important at all. And that's really not important. What we want to know is we just want to be able to honor you. So there's not a lot of personal questions like that we would ever ask you. Mm-hmm. So it's a way to offer something that people think costs a lot of money and it doesn't have to, or to arm you for something that, you know, you just need to have that knowledge. It's just a service, you know, it's just, yeah. We're honored to be able to provide a service. It's a very delicate service, but it's a service nonetheless, that's free of charge to you because we don't want you to have to think about anything else. Just getting better, finding a cure, going on through your life and just helping you achieve your goals. That's what we're here for.
Well, thank you. You do such a wonderful job and it's been a very informative, you know, interview and podcast with you. And so if anybody else out there who is listening would like more information, you can actually go to our website, cholangiocarcinoma.org, and click on that planned giving. You just have to do a click. Just do something on your smart mobile device or on your computer, and we'll get you where you need to go. To make it easier, because we all know cholangiocarcinoma is a big word, you can also go to curecc.org. That'll also take you to our website, and you'll be able to get the resources that you need that is personal in nature for you and what you want for your progeny and how you want to contribute to finding a cure for the disease cholangiocarcinoma. Thanks so much, Julie, for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer.
And join us again next week for a new episode of Cholangio Heroes.